This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. The Justice Department's Inspector General has just released the first installment of his long-awaited report on allegations of misconduct at the department during the Bush administration. This first section is about the department's prestigious hiring program. The Honors Program is the way lawyers get into the Justice Department for career jobs. And the report also examined the department's internship program. With us is NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. She and I have been perusing this report. And Nina, let's start with why the Honors Program is so important.
Well, it's important because for decades, this is the way the department got the creme de la creme into the place. And it's famous for its high-class lawyers. And this is the way it's done it in a very structured manner.
And these hires are supposed to be apolitical, but this report says they were not.
Anything but. And I have to note here that this report doesn't focus exclusively or even primarily on the reign of Alberto Gonzalez as Attorney General. It really goes back to the beginning of the Bush administration in 2002 and Attorney General John Ashcroft.
Well, what did Ashcroft do that was different from his predecessors?
Well, previously, these hires were made by the career people in the department. And what he did is set up a mechanism where the top political people in the department were in charge of making the decisions. And the killer piece of evidence is the way that they deselected people who were found to be qualified, who had previously been picked. So let's take one particular statistic. Look at highly qualified candidates in 2002. Of the liberal candidates, 15 out of 18 were dinged. None of the conservatives were dinged.
Well, how did they define liberals for this report?
Well, there's some of the what we might call the usual suspects, the Democratic Party, Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. But there also are some things you would never think of, particularly, at least I would not, as liberal. There's the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, the Georgetown Institute for Public Representation, the Innocence Project, the Battered Women Immigrant Project, Students Against Sweatshops, the Wildlife Society, Potomac Conservancy, Amnesty International.
So people with affiliations with those groups were more likely to get dinged. Is anybody going to get in trouble for this?
Everyone who really did anything bad apparently has left the department, so they can't be disciplined. The inspector general has made a recommendation that the department should basically never hire them again. And I should note here, these were people who said they didn't discriminate on the basis of a party or ideology. And they said that when they were interviewed at first, and then when they saw the statistics, when they went back to them, showed them the statistics, showed them memos where they said, get rid of this liberal, they changed their stories.
And refused to comment in some cases through their lawyers.
Yes. And it's not at all clear from the language of this report whether there's anything in the nature of a criminal prosecution that can be brought, although the report says they violated the civil service law.
Well, what about the man who led the department during this period? Has Attorney General John Ashcroft said anything about this, former Attorney General John Ashcroft?
In the past, he said that they were just trying to expand the pool of candidates for these jobs and not to leave out conservatives. But if that was the purpose, their own appointees in the Inspector General's office and the Office of Professional Responsibility have now found that they were at minimum involved in misconduct, and at maximum, there were people violating the civil service law.
Well, going forward, what does the Inspector General say should happen now and into the future?
The Inspector General report notes that these hiring practices were changed in 2007, and Attorney General Mukasey has issued a memorandum, so political people are no longer making these choices. However, the Inspector General's report also says that there are things that should be done to strengthen this. For example, he says, yes, you're not supposed to discriminate based on party affiliation, but it doesn't say anything about affiliation with what might be called proxy groups, like the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, for example. And ideological discrimination should not be permitted either under the civil service law. And this morning, Attorney General Mukasey said he would adopt those recommendations.
NPR's Nina Totenberg talking with us about the first part of a multi-part Inspector General's report that just came out this morning. In the future, we expect to hear more about the Civil Rights Division and other parts of the department. Thanks, Nina.
Thank you, Ari.